AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. No breakout moments during Thursday night's Fox News Channel Republican debate in Detroit. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio ignored each other almost entirely, choosing to instead fully focus their attention on the frontrunner Donald Trump. Cruz pressed Trump to release an interview he gave, in which he's reportedly less tough on immigration than what he says in campaign speeches.
If, in fact, you went to Manhattan and said, I'm lying to the American people, then the voters have a right to know.
No, you're the liar. You're the lying guy up here. You're the one. Now, let me just tell you. I've given my answer, Lion Ted.
AP correspondent Steve Peoples reports there were a lot of such personal insults in the debate.
Trump also used lines calling Rubio Little Marco, called Ted Cruz Lying Ted. These are all attacks that resonate with voters, and Trump uses them often on the trail.
The official North Korean news agency says leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his country's nuclear weapons made ready for use at a moment's notice. State Department spokesman John Kirby says North Korea's nuclear threats are not new.
Not exactly surprising. It's typical of the kind of response that we have seen from them in the past. Is it provocative? Absolutely it is.
Child advocacy groups are demanding reform of Baltimore public school police policies. The city police conducted a criminal investigation into a cell phone video showing an officer slapping and kicking a young man inside a school. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canadians would appreciate it if Americans paid more attention to what's going on around the globe. He said in a 60 Minutes interview to be aired on Sunday that it might be nice if they paid a little more attention to the world. That was his answer after being asked what Canadians don't like about the U.S. This is AP Radio News. Google has some of its engineers working to help Brazil track the Zika virus and the mosquito that spreads it. The AP's Peter Prangeman reports it's one of the things the search engine giant does best, writing algorithms.
They're taking stuff like movement patterns of people from cellular data companies, not names of anybody, but just, well, this person moved from here to there. And so they map that along with where there have been outbreaks, combine that also with weather maps to get an idea of, you know, where there may be the next outbreak or where there may be a particularly large population of this mosquito.
Well, the crowd went wild this week at the opening of a new golf course in Texas, the playgrounds at Blue Jack National, when an 11-year-old boy playing the opening shot scored a hole-in-one. Tiger Woods, who co-designed the course, was there to see it. He ran over and gave Taylor Crozier a big bear hug. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.